Oh, we're going to be massively busy. We helped 4,850 children last year, and given the economic climate, it'll probably top 5,000 quite comfortably this year. We expect people like social services, etc., to increase the numbers as more people are getting referred to social services. The social services are our biggest referrer, closely followed by Women's Aid. They refer a lot of people to us. Usually it's because they've put them into hostels and things like that. And people have walked out of an abusive relationship in what they're dressed in. So the kids have got no toys. A lot of them are hard up for food and things like that. We also get quite a few referrals from food banks on the principle that if they can't afford food, they're not going to be spending a lot of money on toys this year. When I started in 2003, we had 700 referrals. We're now at 4,800. You know, it's been growing year by year, and we don't see it stopping at the moment.
And just in terms of the kind of things you have to people to donate, it's for all ages, is it?
Yeah, it's all ages. We always get an abundance of 3 to 4 year olds. They fall off the shelves. You know, it's the easiest age group to buy for, but it's the 8 to 13 year olds we always have a problem with, and it's toys and games mainly at that age group. And when we get up to the 16-year-old, which is our limit, then it's usually clothing, things like hats, gloves, scarves, jackets. We have to be a bit careful because we don't know how tall or big the children are. But hats and gloves, scarves are ideal for young girls. Toiletries for both boys and girls. That's for that age group. We also have 0 to 2 year olds, so there's loads of toys available for them. And we get around about 800 referrals for 0 to 2 year olds. So we always need a fair number of them.
What makes you continue doing this?
Why do we do it? I suppose it's like everything else. You look round and you think, these kids need something. The idea of kids getting up on Christmas Day and having nothing just doesn't bear thinking about. And it's not only on Christmas Day, but it's when they go back to school and the kids say to them, what did you get for Christmas? Oh, well, I got nothing. You really don't want to see that. That really does hurt. We've had one or two teachers helping out, and they say, you know, when you see that at school, kids get very depressed.
And just finally, a message for people to support you again this year.
Oh yes, please. Market Harbour and the surrounding area support us brilliantly through the indoor market. The market is fantastic. I mean, we got over 1,000 toys last year here at the market. And it's got a lot of throughput, obviously, from people coming into the market, which is great for us. So please do come in and just drop a toy off.